Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with a look at what's up in the stars for today, Saturday, April 6th, and the days ahead. Well, folks, there is a major shift happening in the zodiac this month, and it's kicking into high gear right now. Can you feel it? Mercury is retrograde. A solar eclipse is happening Tuesday. Mars and Saturn are conjunct on Thursday. Venus is the sign of exaltation entering the eclipse zone. Oh, my goodness. Let's break it down constellation by constellation. Well, today, the day begins with the moon at 20 degrees Aquarius, the fixed air sign. It's very likely that your emotional energy is weak. The part of us that is our heart, our gut instinct, may feel faint or that we are out of sorts, out of touch with our feelings. Now, that happens as the moon loses its light, growing darker in the sky as it approaches the sun to form a new moon conjunction on Tuesday. And that's also the eclipse day. We'll get back to that in a second. But today, the moon is further challenged by its proximity to Saturn. Saturn is cold and dry. When Saturn and the moon conjunct, the moon assumes Saturn's dour, pessimistic, sober, and serious energy. Moon-Saturn conjunctions are known for a sense of having the emotions contracted. It can feel like the emotional energy is just downright depressing. Now, if you feel like that, a great remedy is always to bring in the energy of Venus to dance, sing, clap, or meditate and pray. If you eat well, tame your mind, and make your environment peaceful, you'll be fine. Now, on Wednesday, Mars conjuncts Saturn. It's like the moon stopped by and moved on, and Mars, the planet of war and aggression, has pulled into the same parking space. Now, when Mars and Saturn conjunctions get together, they're not considered positive combinations unless you like earthquakes, explosions, or extreme expressions of anger or violence. Wednesday is the peak expression of the energy where Mars hits a wall with Saturn. So to be clear, the energy is in effect now, but like a dimmer switch, it will grow brighter to peak intensity on Wednesday. And then it begins a lesson again. Thank heavens for that. But the effects are stirring now, and they may not feel very pleasant. You might really feel frustrated. Right now, Mercury, the planet of reason, written and oral communication, transactions, and getting from here to there, is in Aries, the fiery cardinal sign, and it's retrograde. Now, Mercury in Aries has been described as being intellectually arrogant, kind of energy that thinks it's right. And if it's right, then anyone else who doesn't agree with it is wrong. Now, it's retrograde, so the energy is felt on a very internal level, as well as the usual external issues like, why didn't I back up my computer? And where did I put that check? And why are they still tearing up roads everywhere around here? But here's the theme of this energy. It's about dissolution. This week, when Mercury backs into Pisces, the mutable water sign, it's all about compassion, not arrogance. Pisces is about universal love, the oneness of being, non-duality. Mercury in Aries has been called the Ten Commandments. Mercury in Pisces is the eight Beatitudes. You know, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the meek, and so on. So Mercury moving into Aries and back into Pisces will work to dissolve the arrogance of ideas held with firm conviction into an energy of compassion, acceptance, and love. Well, there's no guarantee that will happen, but the energy is there. Speaking of love, Venus is in Pisces, and Venus in Pisces loves everyone and everything. That sounds good, but there is a downside, and that is it's the soulmate syndrome. You know, the belief that there is a perfect someone for you, or some it in shining armor. Sadly, word on the street is that there's no such thing as a soulmate. It's a fantasy, an escape, a way to outsource feelings that need to be dealt with on your own. Now, here's the real power and beauty of Venus in Pisces. It's the energy of surrender. Now, the word surrender is not a favorite of the Western mind. It means losing, being defeated, and so on. However, the deeper meaning of surrender is to let go and accept what is. You know, don't worry, be happy. Venus in Pisces often works to bring on an ideal relationship, job, home, whatever, only to realize, to surrender to the reality that it wasn't what you expected. The relationship was your projection of what you imagined, not the reality of what is. Surrender can lead to anguish, feelings of disillusionment and suffering. And as the saints and mystics say, hooray, now you can get on with the reality of living. In fact, a good question to ask yourself is, what really makes you happy? And then there's the eclipse on Tuesday. It's a new moon, so the energy of these constellations is amplifies. The eclipse darkens the light of the sun and the moon, and things can feel unstable, out of hand, off the rails. And it's likely been that way from the start of the eclipse season, which began on March 25th, or before that, with a lunar eclipse. But this too shall pass. But in the process, it will shake things up, lead to a new awareness, shed some illusions, and bring forth the opportunity for a higher level of consciousness. Maybe. Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. See you next week, right here on 89.9 FM Blue Hill, or streaming around the globe at weru.org. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person that rules their stars, and the not-so-wise person that is punched around by these planets. That's it for now. See you next week, right here on WERU. Over and out.